The original state of them was sort of two up, two down, with a little hall. And when I moved in, the centre part of the two rooms you're sitting in was a pantry. Then the kitchen was really very small, but there was an outer place that was the loo. It was downstairs, but the loo, and it was outside, and the coal hole. Mine had already got a bathroom put in upstairs, but of course, on the whole, they had no bathroom. And a very interesting survey was done of the cottages at the turn of the last century, which found that, I think in like 1911, there were about 90 people living in the road. And there are now roughly perhaps 35 people maximum. I'm maybe doing it wrong, maybe there's only 30, because a lot of the cottages are just for one person. But yes, it was staggering. They would have six children, mum and dad, and lodgers. And where they all were is mind-boggling. It really is. But as I say, when I moved in, two of them had only gaslight, which was quite mysterious at night. You could see this very dim effect from the windows. And the other thing, of course, was the road had virtually no cars. There was one car when I moved in, and then my little Morris Minor that was parked in the road, and for ages there were only two cars. And then, of course, gradually as people moved in, the cars started coming. But, and in general, all around, there were so few cars.